Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about amniotic fluid embolism. And you can find written notes on this topic at zerotofinals.com/amniotic embolism or in the labor and delivery section of the Zero to Finals Obstetrics and Gynecology book. So let's get straight into it. Amniotic fluid embolism is a rare but severe condition affecting about 2 per 100,000 deliveries, where the amniotic fluid passes into the mother's bloodstream. This usually occurs around labour and delivery. The amniotic fluid contains fetal tissue and cells of the fetus, causing an immune reaction in the mother. This immune reaction to the cells of the fetus leads to a systemic illness. It's more similar to anaphylaxis than to venous thromboembolism. The mortality rate is very high at around 20% or above. Let's go through the risk factors. The main risk factors for amniotic fluid embolism are increased maternal age, induction of labour, a caesarean section, and multiple pregnancy, meaning twins or triplets. Let's talk about the presentation. Amniotic fluid embolism usually presents around the time of labour and delivery, but it can present postpartum, after delivery. It can present similarly to sepsis, pulmonary embolism, or anaphylaxis, with an acute onset of symptoms of shortness of breath, hypoxia or low oxygen levels, hypotension with a low blood pressure, coagulopathy, which is disorders of the blood clotting system, hemorrhage, meaning significant bleeding, tachycardia or a fast heart rate, confusion, seizures, and even cardiac arrest. Finally, let's talk about management. The overall management of amniotic fluid embolism is supportive. There are no specific treatments. Amniotic fluid embolism is a medical emergency and it requires input from experienced obstetricians, physicians, anaesthetists, intensive care teams, and hematologists. They're likely to need transfer to the intensive care unit. The initial management of any acutely unwell patient is with an ABCDE approach, assessing and treating A for airway, securing the airway, B for breathing, providing oxygen to treat hypoxia, C for circulation, giving IV fluids to treat hypotension, blood transfusions to treat hemorrhage and acute anemia, and other blood products may be required to treat coagulopathies, D for disability, treating seizures and considering other neurological deficits, and E for exposure. Cardiopulmonary resuscitation and immediate caesarean section are required if cardiac arrest occurs. So thanks for listening to this episode on amniotic fluid embolism. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast, and I hope you join us for the next episode where we'll talk about uterine rupture.